U.S.-led coalition forces sped to a quick military victory in Iraq, toppling the regime of Saddam Hussein. But achieving a stable peace in the country has proved to be much more elusive. Over the past year, continuing U.S. casualties coupled with daily images of violence and chaos have driven down domestic support for the war effort in general and for President Bush's handling of Iraq in particular. Carlin Bowman monitors public opinion at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington.
I think that is because most Americans are anxious when we have our troops in harm's way, and they want to know what the president's intentions are, and they also want to believe that those intentions are being carried out effectively, and they have their doubts on the latter score today.
After narrowly winning re-election in 2004, President Bush has had a difficult time retaining public support, in part because of high fuel prices at home and the much-criticized government response to Hurricane Katrina. But political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says public worries over Iraq remain at the heart of the president's political problems.
Fundamentally, it has undermined George Bush's credibility, raised questions about his leadership, and I think been the single greatest factor contributing to his political problems at home.
Several recent public opinion polls indicate a majority of the public now opposes the war in Iraq, does not believe the effort was worth the cost, and fears Iraq may be headed for civil war.
They now question why we went in there, believe we shouldn't have gone in there. The entire rationale in terms of weapons of mass destruction has been undercut. And simply the way the war has gone has raised questions about the administration policy and their management of the war.
President Bush is well aware of the public doubts about Iraq. He's given a series of speeches around the country in hopes of boosting domestic support, including this one in February.
We're fixing what hadn't worked. We'll continue to make changes as necessary to complete the mission, to meet the objective. And that is a country which can sustain itself, defend itself, protect itself, and serve as a strong ally in the war on terror.
The president's Republican supporters hope the situation in Iraq will settle down before the upcoming congressional elections in November. Democrats expect to pick up seats in the elections, at least in part because of public dissatisfaction over the Iraq effort. But as a party, Democrats remain divided over Iraq, with a vocal minority demanding a speedy pullout. Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha supported the war at first. Now he wants U.S. troops out of Iraq.
It is evident that continued military action in Iraq is not in the best interest of the United States of America.
But the polls suggest many Americans do not believe that Democrats would handle Iraq much differently. Again, polling expert Carlin Bowman.
There are many different voices within the Democratic Party, some arguing very strongly for an immediate withdrawal, some saying that we have to stay the course, and the Democrats are not speaking with a clear voice about Iraq right now.
Democrats may be divided, but political experts now see the November midterm elections as a likely referendum on Mr. Bush's handling of Iraq. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
I don't know.